Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bays podcast. It's been quite some time, Jace.
Well, you didn't.
I don't start it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bays podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And we're back.
Why is that any different from what I said?
Because that's how you do it. That's how you intro the pod right there. Now anyway. You have to end it.
This is actually the end of the Booze and Bays podcast. Thank you so much for listening. So it has been...
It's been a minute.
It's been quite some time. We wanted to kind of intro this one by giving you a little life update of what's been going on with the Booze and the Bays.
Nothing as bad as in December, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, October... This is like an up and up. We're on the up and up. October through December was pretty... garbo.
Yeah.
For lack of a better...
If you guys don't know about that, we have a podcast.
Correct. Before that, where we were like, it's great. And then we're back. And then we weren't 100% back because then...
We had some exciting stuff happen. Some really good stuff.
Correct.
What happened, Madison?
I got married.
Hell yeah.
Which was very
hell yeah.
Very, very exciting.
The wedding was so good. Also gave me vertigo. But, you know, we'll forget about that.
No, that was treacherous, but we all made it out alive.
Barely made it out alive.
Barely, very, very barely. And what about you?
I had a new job at the stadium with the Yankees, and then had basically 2 days off for a whole 2 months almost, and now we're back. I'm a little bit more free, so we can kick this podcast off again. I'm excited.
I am too. Uh-huh. I feel like we haven't delved in a while.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. We had a big catch-up thing right before this, so that was really nice.
A little coffee chat.
We got our coffee, so.
Let's get to it.
What are we, Zane and Heath now? Coffee talk?
I would love to be Zane and Heath. I would love to just meet them. If you guys hear this, let's meet. Anyway.
What are we talking about today, Madison?
Today we're getting into celebrity conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So, do you have any off the top of your head that
you know of? It's funny, when I was working spring training, I had like a group of interns with me, and we were talking, and one dude was like a big like conspiracy theorist kind of thing, and he was like, I won't say any names, but he did some drugs, and like some shrooms. And it kind of, like, opened his mind to different things. So now he's, like, really fit and everything. He has, like, this, like, kind of God complex to him. And he was saying that, like, he's really into, like, space and rockets and Tesla and stocks. And, like, it's crazy. But he was, like, a big conspiracy theorist as well. So we were talking one day about the, I forgot what it was called, but the Bohemian Grove. I think that's what it's called, actually. Have you ever heard of that? Bohemian Grove? It's like the cult thing that they meet in the woods in California, and like the redwood forest, and they meet and they like burn the owl, and they have like, it's a bunch of like powerful people that go to like this space and like they do rituals and everything like that. Apparently they do pretty bad rituals. And
I have never heard that, but I believe you.
One of the apparently it just came out.
It's bad luck to burn an owl.
I don't know what they're doing over there, but apparently one of the UFC fighters, or not UFC, but like someone that's boxing, Ryan Garcia, he got invited or something like that, and they like raped him or something. I don't know.
I saw his like tweets that he was like on a spiral.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like he took a video that was just like, hey, I'm just gonna talk about fighting, sorry. And that was it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but we kind of talked about that a little bit, and then that kind of got us into, like, lizard people, and then that kind of got us into, like, just crossroad, was it, like...
Selling your soul.
Yeah, like, do you think people can do that, and, like, all that kind of stuff. So that literally got me thinking, and I was like, wow, like, I wonder what it'd be like to, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, what would it be like to sell your soul? Like, if we were to do it, or, like, one of us, and we're like, all right, I'll sell my soul if this podcast, like, pops off or whatever. Does it happen where it's, like, just overnight, like, one of the videos, like, breaks out, we get a bunch of followers on Instagram and like TikTok and all that? Or is it like you have to put in the work and then like over time it, like it's guaranteed that'll pop off kind of thing? Like where you have to put in the work still, but or like does it happen where like you don't have to do anything and it just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like it depends. Maybe that's what industry plants are. They're not
like,
people
like Bobby Alton.
Yeah. She's not like a person that just like appears out of nowhere for like an industry thing. The yeah. industry is the devil.
Okay. I can see that.
I didn't really think down to Hollywood.
I didn't really think about like the industry plants. But like now that I said Bobby Altoff, I'm like, yeah, she's
or
definitely
Tate McRae.
Alright, don't talk about my girl Tate like that. Come on now.
I think she's an industry plant.
Her songs are pretty good. Like, come on now.
I think she can dance.
Her songs are pretty good.
I think she can dance. I've just seen a lot of videos of her like almost like which I feel like I'm gonna get a lot of hate for any Tate McRae stans.
Yeah, it's made for me now.
But I feel like I see a lot of videos of her, like, dancing to her songs versus her singing her songs.
Okay, well, it's hard to dance and sing, so.
That's fine. She's a great dancer.
You know who's an industry plant? And this pains me to say this, but Madison Beer.
Yeah.
Because her songs are fucking ass.
Well, she, oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, her
she
songs
had her first song, like, in, like, 2016 or something.
Oh, yeah, we heard it at DSW 24/7.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to know. Oh, before we get copyrighted.
Before that, it was in, it was like apparently like a, I don't know if it was like a Monster High song or something. I feel like I saw it somewhere, but she's an industry plant, which is fine. We like her.
Well, you know, we're still Madison Beer fans, Tate McRae fans, so don't look at me like that.
Sure, Jan.
Don't look at me like that.
And on that note, we're going to start with our first celebrity conspiracy theory, which is Tupac faked his own death.
Okay. That's one of the more believable ones. Like, the more, like,
I will say a lot of these are that they faked their own death. And honestly, I feel like if I were famous, like, how else would you get out of it?
Okay.
So, the reason being is because, well, Suge Knight, who, if you people don't know, was a music exec. I mean, he still is a music exec, just not for Death Row Records that mm-hmm. he started with. I don't know. I think it's Dr. Dre and two other people.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know. Anyway. But basically, his son and the bodyguard confirmed okay. that he faked his death.
Okay.
A lot of people think Suge Knight is behind his death.
Okay.
But that's a whole yeah. other thing. They think that Tupac found out that he was going to die, and he planted a body double in Suge's BMW when he heard his attempt on his life. And he escaped by helicopter to the Navajo tribes in New Mexico because the FBI couldn't follow him there. That's not even something that's, like, on one Reddit forum that someone made up. That's, like, on multiple websites that I saw that's, like, a running thing. And then there's one guy that's going around talking about it, that's his running conspiracy theory. Because also, his autopsy had the incorrect height and weight.
Okay.
Apparently. So, take all as you will.
I think it's hard to, like,
fake your death.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have to be a very specific person to fake their death. Like, one person on this list, I think it's 100% possible that they could, but I also feel like they,
Well, because, like, a lot of these, it's like, like, I feel like the perfect way to fake your death is, like, go into the mountains and then just never, like, reappear. And then, like, people find, like, a torn up body or something like that, like, a year or two later. And they're like, oh, that could have been so-and-so.
Yeah.
We don't know, though. We don't know. Because, like, for instance, like, another good, like, conspiracy for someone that faked their death is, like, Juice WRLD. And it's, like, he was on the plane. Because the story goes that he was on a plane and he, like, overdosed. But he was with, like, three other people. And it was, like, unless those three people were, like, in on it, which, like, honestly, I don't think I can keep a secret like that.
No.
But, like,
no offense, you'd be one of the last
people. No, exactly. Like, I don't think I could keep a secret, like, oh, so-and-so faked their death. Like, Can you like take that to the grave with you? I'm like, yeah. Fuck no, I can't. So, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, I don't know how you would do it unless you're like, you're by yourself and then you just like, or maybe a good way to fake your death is buy a plane, pay like the driver, like the pilot to jump out the plane and like crash the airplane. So then people think that you died in like a plane accident.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be able to find any remnants of anything.
No, they just think your body just like, yeah, your body just like burnt up or like disintegrated, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's how it works, but
I feel like if I were to fake my own death, I would just like,
just like if they had a body to like come back with, like the coroners would be like, yeah, this is him.
I would make it seem like I ran away. Or like if I was famous.
And so then would you reappear like 10 years later?
Never.
You just never.
I just keep running.
But like, think about it, you can't go back in the public. Like you can't go to like.
If I was like, I guess if I was famous, then I would. I would probably, maybe pretend.
But who's the person that had like the double?
Maybe go on a trail. Like I would go on. I would pretend I would go on a trail. Yeah, but like different. That's what, because what plane is picking you up on the trail?
What do you mean, what plane?
My thing would be paying like a sightseeing tour.
Huh?
What? Because that would be a reason why their helicopter would go in and out. But then it would be like that seems more believable.
Okay.
I'm
losing it right now.
That's okay. Well, I won't tell you if I pick my dad.
Who's the person that like had the double? Was it Avril Lavigne? She had like,
I didn't put her on the list because I remember distinctly that we spoke about her.
We did, we did. But like
Melissa, that's her body double.
Okay, shout out Melissa, I guess.
She's Avril.
She's actually Brie Larson.
But she's actually Brie Larson. It's actually Marissa.
Inside joke right there. Actually, just go back to one of our first episodes and you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
So yeah, I'm not really 100% sold on Tupac's.
Okay, yeah, no, neither am I. I'll give that one like a, oh yeah, like a 4 out of 10.
Let's do it at 5.
That's hard.
I feel like 10. I feel like 5 is better because it's either middle.
5 is middle for 10.
No, but like 5 is like most.
Okay, 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 recommend. Yeah, I agree. I feel like it'd be one of those things that if I found it out, I'd be like, aw, okay.
Cool.
Love that. Hey guy. Okay, next thing. Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. The only thing they have about that is just that they look similar in looks as kids. And someone was like, oh, well, eyebrows don't change from when you're kids and their eyebrows are the same.
Okay.
And they think it was constructed by the Freemasons. I'm not really sure why, but a couple websites think that also, so.
Okay.
I personally think that's 0 out of 5.
Yeah, I was gonna give it the benefit of the doubt and say 1 out of 5, but no, 0 out of 5. Yeah,
don't think that's true, but that would be quite.
Yeah.
That'd be something if it was.
No, that'd be crazy. I don't blame you.
For another death, celebrity death, Elvis Presley.
See, I've seen and heard so many things where it's just like he died because he was constipated. So like.
I saw that.
That's where like. I can believe that. I've been on the toilet a couple of times, and I'm like, I might pass away right now. Like you're gripping the counter next to you, and you're like, oh, this might be my time.
You said I am white knuckling.
Yeah, so, no, I can fully believe Elvis passing away because he's constipated on the toilet. But it was, like, other factors that made him constipated.
Yeah, I think it was also his diet was kind of poor, from what I
understand. You should see what I've been eating the past couple of weeks, man.
From what I understand, his diet was pretty bad. So, like,
yeah.
It was that he wanted out of the spotlight. A lot of people said that he might have been in the mafia.
Okay.
Because they say that the FBI enlisted him as an undercover agent to help infiltrate this, like a mafia criminal organization group.
Okay.
Called the Fraternity.
Yep.
Because of dealings with a plane that he was trying to buy, like a business agreement.
Oh, so you're saying like he died because he didn't want to be caught by the mafia? Is that like?
That's what. Well, he disappeared.
He disappeared. Yeah.
He disappeared.
Okay. Instead. Okay.
So okay. A lot of, like, someone tried exposing that this woman, and basically they said that all the records that the FBI released about that, oddly enough, like, they don't say anything corroborating that story.
Yeah.
But in the records, it does say, like, that Elvis did offer his services to the FBI to help in any way he can.
Against the mob?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did have a business arrangement for a plane, I think, for somebody in that organization.
Okay.
Or something. So it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I mean, there's redacted parts of it that's like, you know, that they said that he isn't in it, but...
Yeah, no, I feel
that. But they left the other parts in it that he said, I'd really like to help. I would really, really love to be in the mafia, or be in the FBI.
You know, it's so funny, too, because I was just thinking about this the other day, and I was like, you know, it'd be so crazy to just, for anyone, like, I guess anyone that's living and then anyone that's dead, is to, like, get them in a room where, like, they can't escape. Like, you're stuck in there with them until, like, the end of time.
Yeah.
Unless they, like, tell you, like, their deepest, darkest secret. Or, like, you can ask them, like, hey, were you involved in this? And then if they're, like, no, and they actually did, like, they wouldn't be, like, you could tell the truth, kind of. You have to tell the truth to get out of it. So, like, I want to, like, be stuck in a room with someone like that and be, like, just, like, don't, not grill them, but, like, interrogate them and be, like, hey.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? Or, like, who else? To, like, ask, like, Doja Cat, is she, like, soul or soul or something? You know what I'm saying,
Doja
though?
Doja, like, Cat, I feel like, is one of those people that I don't know if she sold her. I want to ask, like, Orlando Brown and Cat Williams.
Oh, okay.
Orlando Brown is the one that was on That's So Raven.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, saying some crazy stuff, and Cat Williams is also saying some crazy stuff.
I want to ask some, like, NFL players, because there's, like, a couple NFL players, like, Chandler Jones. He was the one that was going on Twitter, like, naked and everything, and, like, talking just random stuff. And there's one scene where he was, like, walking around his house, like, saying stuff. And he didn't cut out a part, or he didn't, like, raise the camera high enough. So he was, like, completely nude, but you saw his reflection in, like, his shower mirror. And you're like, bro, what are you doing? Like, bro.
He's like, get off the internet, please.
Yeah. So, like, I want to interview people like that and be like, bro, are you, like, good? Is that CTE or is that, no, like, something else, bro? Like, you know, I think it'd be cool to interrogate someone that, like, has some conspiracy behind them.
Yeah, because I would want to see if it's just something that they made up, like a character.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, that's what they think about Melanie Martinez. Who's I don't that? Really listen to her. She's like,
but she's a singer?
Yeah, I can't really describe her music, but she, her album and her recent tour, she's like a creature of some sort, and she only, no, like, she literally only wears, like, a mask. No, listen, she only wears a mask for, like, interviews and stuff like that.
Okay.
So people had, like, a conspiracy theory that she, like, sold her soul, or that she was, like, in some weird, like, ritual thing. But, like, I think her boyfriend has posted pictures of her on Instagram without the mask. But, like,
okay.
Just, like, stuff like that, you know?
You know who's getting me?
Who?
JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa, me and Alexis.
You see her, like, most recent thing?
We talk about her.
Unhealthy?
We have seen the recent music video that came out. We have seen all of the reenactments.
Yeah.
She has the same energy as, like, JoJo. I mean, not JoJo, as J-Lo.
J-Lo, okay.
Like, the stuff that comes out of their mouth is just a little, like, actually delusional. Actually crazy.
J-Lo's delusional?
Have you heard any of her interviews?
No. They're pretty crazy?
That is a whole other thing. I've heard she's actually a nightmare. Yeah. From every single person that's worked with her says she's a nightmare.
Didn't she divorce from A-Rod?
Yes. She was with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yes.
She was with Mark Anthony also at some point. They were married. She's back with Ben Affleck.
And then...
they're both Cuckoo Bananas. Crazy.
There was one thing I saw, and it...
delusional.
Someone was like, oh, I'm getting a, like, what's it called? Like, a voice reconstruction or something like that to make their voice raspier. Oh, yeah. And they're like, yeah, I want to go more of like a JoJo Siwa like route. I'm no, like, what?
Really? Because that's how she talks. Like, she talks like the makeup person.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Know? And like Miley Cyrus, have you seen that video where she's
yeah.
like, yeah, this is the sun, like better than the mountain. And I was like, holy bro.
Oh, really?
Like, why is your voice like that? What's the next one?
We shouldn't even rate it. Elvis.
What do you mean, though? Do you think he's, we have to rate it?
Five.
Okay.
Do you think he's dead? Or fake death?
I think he's dead, but him corroborating with, like, the mob and, like, the FBI.
And faking his death?
Yeah. I don't know about faking his death, but I would say that's, like, a good 3 out of 5.
Maybe. I'd give it a 3.2. I feel like it's something that sounds believable enough.
I think he's actually dead, but, like, no, I think he, like, worked with the mob and the FBI.
I think he might have died later than everyone thought.
Okay.
Like, maybe, like, the 90s.
So you don't think he died on the toilet?
No.
Okay.
I think it's possible that he didn't. I feel like it's possible he did, you know?
That's probably how I'm going to go out. Probably dead on the toilet, which is so embarrassing, but...
That is so embarrassing. Someone needs to just, like, did they wipe you off? Like, what do you do? Let's just
pull, hopefully they pull up your pants.
No. Into the calling. So the next one is the Church of Scientology casting for Tom Cruise's wife.
Oh, you know all about Scientology right here.
I was going to say.
Got it in Clearwater, baby.
We should try. Because I see
no, we'll get murdered if we go.
All the time. Like, the Scientology people will quite literally, like, shoo you off of the premises.
Oh, really?
I want to try, though. To be over there.
We'll get murdered. That's how we die. We're not gonna fake our death. We're just getting...
No, really. There's actually no return.
Yeah.
I think that wouldn't surprise me, because Tom Cruise, I feel like, is a significant person in...
I thought it was Tom Hanks. That's who I thought it was this whole time. But if it is Tom Cruise...
Tom Hanks was Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is Maverick and...
Oh, so you know who they are. You're just...
No, I thought this whole time it was Tom Hanks.
Oh, I don't know. He might be, but not that I know of. I just know that he is... For sure.
Okay.
So was... What's his face from That 70s Show?
Well, I never watched that, so...
Danny Masterson.
Oh, he's a Scientology
Scientologist.
Dude? Okay.
Elizabeth...
Olsen?
Banks?
Oh, Elizabeth Banks. That sounds familiar.
It's Elizabeth Banks. I know it's... I can picture her face in my head, but I... She's in Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. Is this conspiracy saying that they are...
That they do casting for his wife. Like, they try to set him up with a reputable spouse.
Oh, okay.
I would say, honestly, that's
believable... Who's Tom Cruise's spouse?
Right now? Don't know. I don't pay attention.
Obviously not.
I know...
A good setup, then.
I know Katie Holmes. I know Katie Holmes got bounced out.
Oh, was that his previous...
Yeah, she was the one that was in a she was married to him when they were in Scientology, and then she got out. Yikes. Leah Remini from Kings and Queens.
Okay.
She is, like, has a whole thing, like, escaping Scientology, basically, where she... No, so seriously, she has, like, because the guy's wife that was in Scientology, mm-hmm. that I don't remember his name, the guy that's the head of the whole thing, his wife, like, disappeared, like, 15, 20 years ago or something like that, and Leah Remini was friends with her, and, like, I think it was Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's wedding, where she was asking everyone, like, hey, where's so-and-so? I haven't seen her, and no one's seen her since, and they wouldn't tell her where she is, and she was kicked out of, like, Scientology, and she left, and, yeah.
I wonder, like, how does that happen? Like, how do you get kidnapped? Did they just, like, break into your home and just, like, take you?
I really don't know. I think it's so, like, it's such a bizarre, or it's, like, did they kill her? That's what they think. They think that they killed her, and they just covered it up.
Because I feel like the easiest way to kidnap someone would be, like, to drug them and, like, get them unconscious, and then you could just take them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that I'm not really sure of, but that is terrifying.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I will say this just in general, because I do not put anything past Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be shocked if this was like a 4 out of 5, 5 out of 5.
Oh, yeah, I can believe
on
this.
On the credibility.
I can believe this. I'll go lowest 3. Five. I'll go highest 4 or 5.
Yeah.
5 5 is like, yeah, This is without a doubt.
Yeah.
So I believe it. I can get behind it. Did you ever see the thing with David Dobrik where he was saying how, like, he went to a party and then one girl kind of, like, sold her soul, I guess? And then...
No.
She, like, became famous? Well, apparently on David... Or I think, like, Jason Nash's podcast or someone's podcast, David Dobrik went on and he said that he was at a party and some girl told him that she got approached by someone that said they can make her famous, like, overnight. And that's what... And, like, she needed a sacrifice, and her mom said that was gonna... She was sacrificed because she knew how, like, bad she wanted to be famous and how this was her dream and everything. And her mom was like, I want you to fulfill your dreams. So her mom was a sacrifice. And she got famous and everything. And then she can't, like, talk about it, but, like, she knows, like, what it's all about. Like, that guy... She's never seen that guy again or whatever. And some people were saying it was... Gabby Hanna.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Like, people don't know who, because David Dobrik didn't say who he was talking about, but, like, see, some people are like, yeah, they're all like Gabby.
In her delusion.
And that's what she fell off.
She right now is, like, a Zumba instructor, and she's, like, off of social media, and apparently she's thriving.
Yeah, see, that's
so maybe she... Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe her mom's back. Because, she took the... deal back, and now she's at the
YMCA. I have no clue, like, what, like, who they could be talking about, but he said that, and it kind of got me thinking.
Yeah, I don't know either, and also, I feel like David Dobrik is not the most reliable source, but I could see that it could be Gabby Hanna, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. For the next one, Michael Jackson's death in general. So... Paris Jackson told Time Magazine in 2017 that he was murdered, and the way she, I guess, alluded to it was that it was the Illuminati who murdered him, or, like, bigger powers that be.
But wasn't it, like, an overdose?
They said that it was a doctor overdose, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what she thinks, that it was more of, like, a, like, he was murdered. Like, that was, like, an intentional thing. It wasn't an accidental homicide.
See,
type of thing.
Here's the... I don't want to take any credit away from Paris. But, like, here's the thing.
Oh, you and Paris are close?
Yeah. But, like, I think when, like, a death like that happens in your family, you want to deny, maybe.
Yeah.
The fact. Or not the facts, but, like, you just want to deny. Like, you don't want to think it was, like, your dad overdosing.
Right.
Like, you want to think it's, like... You don't want to think, like, he caused his own death. You want to think it's, like, someone else, because, like, he couldn't have possibly done that.
But I think his death was ruled, like, a homicide.
Yeah, by his doctor.
Right. So, I don't think it's so... It wasn't really her dad overdosing.
It was just... It was a mishap. Like, that...
Mishap, yeah.
That I don't think... Like, as a kid or something like that, I wouldn't want to think, like, oh, yeah, my dad died because of, like, a mishap like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to go to, like, not extreme lengths, but I'm going to try to find another reason. And I think Paris is finding her other reason to be that.
Yeah. That could be it. They also said that the Jackson siblings don't think that the will was signed by him.
Okay.
Because on the date that it was signed, on July 12th of 2002, he wasn't in Los Angeles to sign it.
Okay.
So
someone's just mad that they didn't get something from that will. That's what they're saying. That
he was actually in Culver City.
Someone didn't get their share of the money, or someone didn't get something they wanted, and they're like, "Well, he wasn't there to sign it." So,
yeah, and then they think he was going around saying that he thinks that they were going to kill him for his music catalog and estate.
But one of his kids?
No.
Oh.
Just like.
Bay.
Okay. So all of those are... There's, like, a lot of theories surrounding his death.
Okay.
Remember where you were when he died?
Yeah.
Me too.
I was at home.
I was in the car with Marissa. Her mom was like, Michael Jackson died. And then my mom called me and was like, did you hear? And I was like...
That was a long time ago, though. That was, like, 2008 or something? 2007?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know why you're saying that. I've been friends with Marissa for almost, like, 20 years. Over 20
No,
years.
But, like, I'm just saying that because, like, 7 years ago was 2017.
And yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that's crazy to say, you know.
Yeah. How old were you?
When Michael... It's 2017 or, like, Michael Jackson? Michael
Jackson died.
Oh, I was, like, 8. How old were you? How old were you? Looking 42?
Yeah. I don't even know. 12.
That's not that bad.
It's 2 years away from high school.
Well, you're almost 28 then.
2 years away from middle school. I'm almost 28. I turn 28 next month. I'm basically dead.
Guys, Madison didn't get me a birthday present. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I actually got this video.
I just had to say it.
I
was going to say it before the podcast, but I'm like, no, let me wait. Let
me wait. I hate Aries men.
Let me wait.
Aries men.
Continue. Anyway. Oh, I'm giving the Michael Jackson one a 2 out of 5.
Damn.
Because I'm thinking back to the beginning of that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Paris, I'm like, you know, you're a little DeLulu, maybe.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2 out of 5. 2 or 3 out of 5. I'll give her a little bit of a little grace period.
You're so nice.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian's O.J. Simpson's daughter. Because of the looks, Robert Kardashian was his lawyer.
Okay.
For his trial.
How old is Khloe Kardashian? I don't remember which one she is.
She's like the... Out of the... Kardashian, she's the youngest.
I thought that was Kendall.
No. So that's the Jenner. So Kylie and Kendall are Kris and Caitlyn Jenner's children. And then Kim, Khloe, and Courtney, and Rob, sorry. She's not the youngest. Rob's the youngest. But Kim, Khloe, Courtney, and Rob are Kris Jenner and Rob Kardashian's kids. But they think that O.J. Simpson
fathered. So confused Khloe by Kardashian. The family. I'm not gonna lie with you.
That's fair.
So confused.
Because they... Kris Jenner wanted a DNA test. Mm-hmm. I was, like, on one of their episodes, and Khloe basically was like, no. We're not doing that.
Yeah, maybe she just doesn't like, don't they do, like, a blood test or something?
I don't really know, to be honest. I could see it happening. I could see it being true. Because they look alike.
I'm gonna have to... I don't know how I'm gonna rate this one, because it's like... I don't know what they look like that much.
I would say this is like a 2 out of 5.
Okay, I'll go with 2 out of 5 then.
Okay, feeling confident.
I just don't have too much background on it to know.
That's fair. The next one is that Stephen King killed John Lennon.
That's crazy.
They think it was orders from Reagan and Nixon to kill him because they wanted Lennon and any anti-war agenda out of the U.S. They also think that Paul McCartney died in 1966 in a car crash, and they got a lookalike instead. And that Abbey Road, the visual for it, was meant to look like a funeral procession.
I think what's crazy, though, is like...
The crazy part about that is Paul McCartney is the only one that's still making music, I'm pretty sure. So his lookalike's doing great, if that's the case.
But, like, for me, it's like, Stephen King, like, I don't know how him and John Lennon, like, relate. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that just seems like not, like, a
thing. Someone said he was a fan of them, but, I mean, it was the Beatles. I feel like everyone was a fan of the Beatles.
Yeah, everyone was a fan of the Beatles. I just feel like it was kind of like, Stephen King wrote The Shining and, you know, It and all that, but, like, how does that transform to, like, the Beatles, you know, kind of thing? I was like... Like, I don't see the connection there, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, like, such a wild...
I would say this is, like, a 0 out of 5.
Yeah.
But it's funny if it was true.
I'll give it 1 out of 5 at most, but 0.
I guess funny isn't wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
John Lennon community.
I hope they attack you for that.
Really. And then last but not least...
Okay.
Lady Gaga.
You know, I share a birthday with her.
You share a birthday with her?
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Happy birthday, queen.
Poker face. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a Lady Gaga stan, actually.
Same here. I love Lady Gaga.
Are you you being sarcastic?
No, I do. I love her music.
Oh, so I was like, I am not being sarcastic.
Oh. Oh, you're not being sarcastic.
No, I am a Gaga stan.
Yeah, I like Lady Gaga.
Well, they think that she... So basically, there was a girl named Lena
Morgana. Wait, what did she do? I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the first part. She...
Well, I kind of have to explain it to explain what happened, kind of thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's... So basically, Lena Morgana committed suicide.
And who's that?
This woman that worked... She committed suicide in 2008. She was a woman that worked with Lady Gaga at Sony together under the same producer. And she had a very, like, there's old clips of her performing. And her performance style and her dance style are very, very similar to Lady Gaga. And basically, the conspiracy is that she killed her and, like, set it up to look like a suicide. And, like, kind of made a deal with the Illuminati situation and just took her vibe.
Lady Gaga took...
Lena Morgana's vibe, basically, to become famous.
Okay. So, but who was more popular at the time? Was it Lady Gaga or...
No, so she wasn't famous yet.
Lady Gaga?
No, they both just worked with this Sony producer and they were, like, friends. And then she committed suicide in 2008. And people were speculating because of her old release stuff that she had, the girl of, like, old songs or whatever, they were speculating, like, oh, it seems like she stole
her
everything kind of thing.
So, I'm going to start out and say by saying, like, Lady Gaga, you know, her... I don't say her personality, but, like, her vibe and everything definitely can make it seem like this is a 5 out of 5. But I might be a little biased on this one because I'm a Lady Gaga stan. Like her music. She's on AHS, you know. I don't know. Like, and I feel like when we say, like, oh, this person, like, Stephen King murdered John Lennon. Then, like, Lady Gaga, you know, killed this new girl. I feel like it's not them actually, like, killing him. It's, like, them being like, hey. Like ordering a hitman and being like, hey.
Like, you think it's more of, like, I wish I was famous. And they're like, oh, we have to take this person out to make it happen.
Well, no. Well, first off, like, I'm saying, like, John Lennon. Like, I don't think John Lennon. Or not. I don't think Stephen King went up, like, to John Lennon's face and was like, boom, kill you.
Well, I think that he killed, instead of whoever the shooter was, that they arrested or... whoever it was, was Stephen King.
The shooter was Stephen King?
Yeah, not like, oh, the later he shot him. Like, the shooter was Stephen King.
Okay, going to 0 out of 5 for that one.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you know, like, 1 out of 5, I was like, that's interesting, but okay.
No, I'm going definitely 0 out of 5 for that one.
Yeah, no, that he is the Stephen, like, at the same exact, basically, nothing of the John Lennon assassination story changed, except it's Stephen King instead.
So that's another thing where I would want to get Stephen King in a room and be like, hey, bro,
did you... Can we talk about this? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just be like, hey, this is off the record for sure.
off the record, like... But, like, I don't think Lady Gaga, like, went in, like, cooking.
I don't think so either because I feel like she's a good person.
No, I feel like she's a great person.
I agree. I think she's just very talented.
Poker face.
And maybe they were friends because they had similar styles.
Yeah, I think they could have been friends. I think maybe she saw that Lady Gaga was stealing some of her stuff, stealing some of her fans and, like, everything. She's like, damn, like, this girl's gonna surpass me pretty soon. I mean, get depressed, you know? Like, I'm not getting the records she's getting, or I'm not getting the money she's getting. So this isn't working out now. It could be an option. I would give that one. 3 out of 10. Or 3 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd give it, like, a 2 out of 5.
But I don't think... Oh, wait, you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to give that one, like, a 1 or 2.
Can I give it 2 separate ratings?
Okay.
I give the concept of it being true, like, a 4 out of 5, because I'm always a firm believer and I know nothing about anything. But of it being Lady Gaga, I give it, like, a 1 out of 5.
Okay. So I'll give it 2 separate ratings. I think... The concept of it happening, like you said, was 4 out of 5. But I think I don't think Lady Gaga. Like, I think she just got depressed and it was a suicide.
You think it's 0 out of 5?
Yeah. I don't think Lady Gaga, like, killed her, like, intentionally, you know?
Yeah.
Or even unintentionally, I think she was just, like, getting depressed, maybe because, like, other factors besides Lady Gaga. Maybe Lady Gaga had a part to play in it, but, like, not, like, intentionally.
Specifically Lady Gaga.
Yeah, like, maybe she saw Lady Gaga being like, oh, like I said, oh, she's getting more famous than me, like, taking my style, like, people are gonna remember her, not me, kind of. So, you know, you get depressed over that, get in your head.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking. So, concept 4 out of 5. Reality.
0 out of 5.
0 out of 5.
That's fair.
You know. Like, we love that. Yeah, I mean, I wish we had. I don't think I'm going to edit this to put, like, the numbers on the thing and, like, tally them up or whatever.
No, definitely.
I'm not going to do all that, but.
But I think overall, I feel like we realistically thought about all the conspiracies. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we give it a realistic spin on it.
Yeah, we saw it with no bias. Correct. Yeah, yeah.
A good first episode back conspiracy.
Man, it's good to be back. Let me tell you that.
It's good to be back.
Sitting in a parking lot in the car, the AC blowing.
Getting shit on by birds in the parking lot.
Yes, ma'am. The car alarms, the car exhaust, the honking.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like a nice
Friday
old...
Friday afternoon traffic.
Nothing like a nice Boozenbay's car cast.
Trampa Bay. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we will see you next time. Bye.